Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to Psychic Readings Sunday with your girl Linus. How's everybody doing? I tell you, I had a busy week, and it's just, I tell you, when August comes in, August and September are always like my two busiest months out of the year. I guess the old is going out and the new is coming in at the end of the summer, but whew, it's okay, and it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I hope the weather is good wherever that you're located at. I want to give a happy birthday shout-out to all the Leos, and also Virgo will be getting, I think Virgo's the 21st of August. So happy birthday, all you Leos, and happy birthday, all you Virgo people. And I hope that everything is going well. I'd like to tell you, you're listening to Psychic Readings on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, so if you have any questions, something you want to relay, or speak to her about, she'll be more than glad to assist you. That phone number for Psychic Reading Sunday is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. One question per caller. It's a lot of people waiting. I'm going to get to you in just shortly, but one question per caller. And remember, y'all, every ninth caller receives 1 hour free reading from Linus, from me, okay? That's a $60 value, 1 hour free reading. So Nina will let me know who the ninth caller is, and she'll get with you and get your information so I can call you back. So we're just going to take it as it goes. Also, I want to put a shout-out to Miss Brenda. Brenda's not going to be doing her shows for the rest of August because she's trying to catch up on her schoolwork. As you know, or if you don't know, Brenda's becoming a psychologist just shortly here, so she's working on her PhD. And a shout-out to Miss Lydia. She does a show on Saturday, Time to Love. I hope that she's having a good week as well. And, of course, Miss Nina. You know Miss Nina just got back from vacation. Lucky woman. And Nina is also our psychic, our Reiki master. So just to tell you that. Okay. Well, enough chit-chatting and going on and on like I can do. You know, I start the program always with the prayer, and then we'll start taking the calls. So let's begin. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. All righty. Well, let's begin, folks. And our first caller on the line is area code 313. You're on the line.
Hello.
Linus, who's this? Hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
Amen. My name is Sherelle. And you have a
Hi,
lovely
Sherelle.
Voice.
Oh,
Hi.
Thank you.
Sound good on the radio. Hi.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
Another day in the life, but it's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous up here.
Yeah,
it's our seafair time, too. I probably should throw that out. All you folks out there watching the seafair races, I hope you're having a good time, too. But anyway, okay, so what question can I answer for you today, Ms. Sherelle?
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering, do you think I would ever hear from Sam?
Sam.
Or what is, or how is he feeling, or whatever you can pick up from him about me.
Okay.
How are you feeling about me? Been on bad terms.
Well, I see he definitely does like you sexually. You guys must have an understanding when it comes to that, because there's no problem there. In fact, he's smiling, so he's happy about that. What do you want to know? Like, are you two going to have a long-term relationship or back and forth?
No.
Or
we just think our friendship
friends
is
with benefits.
Awesome.
You're friends with benefits.
Oh, we was, basically. That's how it was. We wasn't going no farther than where we was.
Oh, okay.
But we just no contact. We got into an argument. He just been distance me.
Okay. I'm picking up the name Jonathan. Who's Jonathan? Jonathan or Johnny? Okay, I see this man in the background. He's a light-skinned man. So... what's up with him? But I see a Jonathan in the background. This guy, Sam, no, I see the flip-flop. That's why I said friends with benefits. I didn't see a relationship. But there's a man in the background, this Jonathan guy. He's tall and light-skinned. In fact, he's winking at you. You passed him, but you didn't take it seriously. As you go through your daily life or whatever that you do and you come across a tall, light-skinned man, ask him his name. If he tells you Jonathan, stop what you're doing and take interest. Take an interest.
Okay.
But I see Jonathan in the background. You two haven't started anything. He's just winked at you, and I don't know, I think he thought maybe you weren't interested, but you two are going to cross paths again this month. So that's what I'm saying. When you cross paths and you happen to introduce each other and you hear Jonathan, Johnny, John, something like that, stop. Take a minute. Get to know the guy because you might be surprised.
I don't know because I'm
okay.
into my whoever I'm dealing with now. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, well, this man is out there, so there's a possibility of him. But the other guy,
okay.
Sam, no. But the Jonathan, he's definitely prevalent.
Okay. I will never hear from him again.
Sam, I wouldn't even worry about that, hon. Just let that go. Experience is a good teacher. For whatever purpose, he served a purpose, you served a purpose. You've learned from him. Now you're moving on. You know what I mean? Like, it was good while you two were together, but it was never meant to be anything permanent. Or long-term.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what I said. He fulfilled something. He fulfilled a purpose. You fulfilled a purpose. Okay, thank you very much. See ya. Don't want to be ya.
Okay. Okay.
Yep, you're doing good.
Exactly.
Your decision-making is good, so you're doing fine. Yeah.
And I already knew we wasn't going to get that far.
Just watch out as the month goes on for a guy named Jonathan or John. Yep. Well, thank you, Sherelle, for calling. Get on to the next call. And, let me know about Jonathan because you will run across him. You two are going to meet again. But this time, just take notice. Don't brush him off like, whatever. Don't do that.
Okay. Thank you for me. God bless.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for calling.
You have a blessed one. You too.
All righty. Area code 901, bye-bye. Area code 901, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hey, Lennis. This is Annabelle. How are you?
Hi, Annabelle. How are you?
I am good. I am going to book a private reading. But, Lennis, what do you pick up with Rick? He's coming into my dreams at night now often. We're both adults, but it's always in my childhood city that I grew up in.
And his name is Rick?
Yes.
Okay. Whoa. You got your pen or pencil there? I'm going to tell you what you need to do. I'm not even going to go any further about him. Okay?
Okay.
You got your pen or pencil? Okay.
Yeah.
Archangel Michael. Write that down. Mm-hmm. Archangel Michael.
Yes.
Please, ties that bind you with Rick.
Okay.
cut all ties that bind with you and Rick. You will not, and you're going to need to say this for 7 days straight, okay? Just include it in your prayers. When you do your prayers, Archangel Michael, would you please cut the ties that bind me and Rick? So shall it be. You won't be dreaming about him. You won't even be thinking about him anymore. Okay? It's the essence that binds you to why it keeps coming up. Okay? I know I'm going deep, but the essence in another lifetime and your spirit is still, it's almost like sticky candy, like you lick that candy, and if you're not careful, it'll stick on your skin or your lips or something because you know it's sticky. Okay, well, that's what it is. Until you put it down or go wash your hands, you're no longer sticky. You need to get rid of that. That is not what happened in the lifetime between you and him. It's done. And it's just your essence in a past life that's still connecting you to. So you want to let that go. That is definitely not you, Annabelle. Believe me, that is not you. No. And, in fact, when you do that, there's going to be a turnaround in your life. Two men are going to come up. So expect that. Two men are going to come up. I'm not seeing right now if they're long-term relationships or not. It looks like Spirit is telling me it's on you to decide that. But as soon as you cut the ties, it's almost like a cartoon. It's like once you say this prayer for 7 days, that eighth day when you walk out the house, bam, there's a man right there, and you're like, oh, Lord, have mercy. What's going on here? But it's because you've released that with Rick that now any man can come forward now and talk to you. So it's like they're waiting, you know, and it's just like, it's almost like you walk into church, girl, and somebody's laying hands on you. And you're like, ooh, this is too much for me. But that's okay. They've been waiting, and your time has come. It's time for you to enjoy and let these other men into your life. And granted, they're men that you will enjoy. You know what I'm saying? That you have an understanding, that they have a foundation. They're not Mickey Mouse men. They're men that will truly care and show you respect and honor for who you are.
Seems like I need to go to this special church in the back of my mind. I think we need to get over there.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, it'll be rapid. Just don't be scared. Don't think that, wow, why did this man just walk up all up in my face? No, this man's been waiting for you. He couldn't get to you because there were ties that bind. Yeah. So it's going to be two men. I'm not seeing the color, but they're going to come fast. You know, Annabelle, you know, be logic. When you think about it, sure, it's the fantasy, the emotion, like, oh, wait, they're interested in me. But also use your logic mind. You know, and enjoy. I don't want you to get like, woohoo, I'm on cloud nine now. I got two men running after me. Okay, that's fine. But bring it back a little bit, you know, and kind of like, okay, is he being for real or is he just around me just to be, you know, around me? Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to say. So God has given you a choice of two. You know, you might be two men that you don't know who to give up on. It might both be good. Yeah.
Well, all right. Thank you so much.
Okay, so don't forget now. I want you to do that prayer for 7 days. Don't. It's very important. Okay, so you can let the other men come into your life.
Okay.
Yes, it's the essence. Yes, the essence of success.com.
Okay, love.
And at the very top of the page at the website, you'll see intuitive reading.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Annabelle. Thank you for calling in. And I know you're going to have something to tell me in September, so I'll just wait on that call.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. You have a wonderful week, and I'm going to tell Brenda she missed you. Thank you for calling in.
Tell Brenda she's just doing it. I mean, you too.
Yes, she is.
All right. Now, thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, area code 856. I'm so sorry. Area code 856. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific. Good. What can I help you with? You seem a little down or sad. Something in the background is bothering you.
Trying to figure out about jobs. I wanna be able to purchase a house, but I have to get a permanent job before I can do that, and I'm on a contract. I was wondering if you see any of that changing for me.
Yeah, you work in a temporary contractual job. I got to ask you something real quick. Have you thought about opening your own business? See, you're good at something. Okay.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, maybe in the future, 10 years from now, you'll open your own business. You're very good at something. So you'll want to. You're so good at it that it'll get to a point that you're like, you know what, I can open my own business and do this and make my own money. Permanent job coming up in the future. The job that you're at now, there's somebody there that can refer you. I told you, you're good at what you do. There's somebody there will refer you on to something else. I'm trying to see what that is. I'm also getting a medical field. Mechanics.
Or what? Mm.
I said medical field, mechanics, something that has to do with tools. Spectrum, wow. Are you in the medical field?
Well, no, but I developed training, and I have taught in the medical field software programs. So I have taught in the hospitals. And also
that's what you're good at.
And also in the
that's what you're good at. I knew it was something. I could feel it. You're good at software building, different programs that will help. I see it.
Well,
so you're going to go ahead.
I developed the training around how to use them. I don't build them. I'm not a programmer.
Okay. Well, what you do is good, that you will – you'll eventually open your own, like I said, your own business, but you're going to be good at that. Why aren't you pursuing that in more than just what you're doing right now? Pursuing it, going to other hospitals and doing training. Or not even hospitals. You can even go now, so many medical community centers opening up in different neighborhoods. You know, I can see you just really growing in this. Why are you're being kind of reluctant? What is it that you really want to do?
Oh boy, I want stability in a company where I'm developing training and I'm doing well. I just want stability with a good company where I get paid well and I'm happy, respected, treated well. All that's all I want.
Okay, so Laura, you know that you're going to have to put in the work. You know that you're going to have to put in the work for that to happen, right? It's not going to just open the door and say, Laura, here's your job. Here's what you're wanting.
Hard because I've been doing consulting for so long, and it's hard to get these interviews for permanent jobs because it's like a black mark against me at this point. I did get an interview recently, and I didn't get the job, and I was pretty disappointed because it was a good job. And I thought the interview had gone well. There were three of them, and I thought they had gone well, but I didn't get the job. So I was hoping you could tell me something better was coming for me with a permanent job.
I see you in that field. And please don't put that in the universe about a black mark against you. Don't ever put that out there. It's just that they didn't see the goodness in you for that job, so it's something else coming up. I'm going to be honest with you, Laura. I just see you in that field, but I see that you have to put in the work. In other words, you need to pursue this and see what other things that are available to you in that work that you're doing, because I see you being successful. But I also feel the other half of you are that you're holding back, like you're not really sure if you should pursue this or go on. Yes, you should. This is your calling. You're bringing something to mankind even better than what we know right now. You don't see it, but it's coming through you. I don't want you to give up on you, and don't get disappointed. just keep trying, keep doing the legwork, and keep putting in. And know this, that what you're bringing to mankind is something special. Okay? I don't want you to start doubting yourself. Please don't do that. Believe in yourself and know what you do is good, but it can be better. That's why I want you to do the footwork. Find out what else in that field that they're improving, that they're making better. And you jump on that bad bandwagon to do that even better than what they're bringing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Don't get disappointed or disgusted. You're good at this. You really are. Don't give up.
Thanks, Janice.
That field is broad. The field is broad, and I see you. In the future, you're going to be very successful. Do I see a job right now that you can go to? No. I just see you doing the legwork for opening up other things in the field that you're in, and you will get hired. But I see that you have to put in the work, not just go in and put an application. I mean, really get on the Internet or touch base with other people. You know, this is my field. What can I do to make this field even better than it is so that people will want me? You know, they'll be asking for me, oh, can we get Laura to do this project or to do this training? Because you are that good at what you do.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Just believe in yourself, honey. Your future is bright. I know you don't see it, but please believe me. Your future is bright. You're going to do great things. Okay?
Great.
Thank you for calling, Laura, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, Lana. You too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Area code 206, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, it's Maxwell.
Hi, Maxwell. Oh, you're listening. Oh, Maxwell, I'm so glad that you joined us today. Let me tell everybody, Maxwell is going to be one of our new hosts on the radio show coming in September. So he's just in kind of observing me today. But anyway, look forward to Maxwell and his new show coming in September. So stay tuned. And thank you, Maxwell, for joining me today. Okay,
well,
area code.
I'm very excited.
All right. Thank you. Area code 252, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ayokami. Excuse me, Ayokami.
Ayokami. Ooh, that's pretty. Ayokami.
Thank you.
What is that?
It's African.
That's pretty. I like
Thank
that,
you.
Ayokami. All right, young lady, what can I do for you today?
Okay, I was wondering, with school coming up at the end of the month, do you see me being able to swing tuition out of my pocket?
Oh, okay. Well, let me just say this before I get into it. Have you tried for any grants or scholarships?
Oh,
or loans?
Yeah, but I kind of messed that up, so now I have to kind of do it on my own. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So it's no problem, okay. But I just I was just wondering.
Well, yes, you are going to be going to school, and it's going to be a little tight. But wait, let me tell you, I'm seeing $500. Somebody is going to a lady, an older woman. She will help you with $500 for your schooling, and it looks like it helps with your books and transportation. And she doesn't really look like you have to pay her back. That's just the love within her to help you. Looks like it could be somebody at church, one of the mothers in church. I don't know. But anyway, you don't have to give the money back, but she just wants to help you with your books and transportation. And, yeah, you'll be paying for it, but it'll be a little tight, you know. It'll be a little tight.
Okay.
But, and you know what? You're going to be on the dean's list this year. Your grades are, I'm seeing 4.46. Wow. I'm seeing 4.6 on your grades this year. That's really good. But, yeah, this particular school year, you're going to be on the dean list. And it's not that you're trying. It's just that, wow, you're really into it. You know what I mean? It's like you're just so into it and you're doing so good, you don't even realize how good that you're doing. It's just like, I like this subject. I like what I'm learning
right.
and doing. And you just excel. You really excel. So, yes, but there is a woman. So I don't know, she's an older woman. Like I said, I saw for a minute maybe a lady in church or something like that, but she'll give you the $500 just to help you. You don't have to pay her back. You know, she's just proud of you and what you're doing with your life to do better and improve. So that's a blessing. You see what you do? I always say if you take one step, God will take two. You don't know where your blessings are coming from, but a closed mouth doesn't get fed either, right? So you put it out there like, you know, gosh, I could use some help with my books. And I'm not saying that you're going around telling everybody that you need help, no. But there's a few people that you happen to mention it to that, you know, and so somebody says, well, you know what, baby, will this help you? I'd like to help you. Will this help you? And you just like, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yep.
Okay. That sounds like a deal.
So. You're going to do good.
All right.
You're going to do good in school this year, so just continue applying yourself like you're doing. But, yep, yes, ma'am, you're going to do good. I'm telling you, you're going to be shocked. You call Linus back. Call me back. And you're going to tell me, validation. I didn't know it myself. Yeah, but it's in you, baby. It's in you.
All right. I'll be looking forward to this $500 because I sure need it. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. You have a blessed day.
Oh, you're most welcome, and have a blessed week. Thank you for calling. Okay, area code 631. You're on the line with Linus. Let me announce you're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina, our moderator, is in there to assist you. One question per caller. And remember, every ninth caller gets a free one-hour reading. Or if you don't want to wait to be the ninth caller, you can go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page is intuitive reading. Click on there, and you got me. Okay. Now, on to the next call. Area code 631, who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Thank you for taking my phone call. I was just wondering about my love life.
Oh, okay, Suzanne. Let's see what's coming up. Woo! I got a man right away that's very flippant and arrogant. Woo-hoo! Wow. Almost look like you want to kick him in his behind. What's going on, Susan?
Oh, yeah, I did. I liked him for a long time, but I don't know if he just wants, like, more than a friend of benefits for years now. So I decided to go online. I'm talking to some men that I might date and stuff. Or will he ever change his mind?
Okay, there you go. All right. That when you said online, I got a like. So that's good. Yeah, just now, Susan, be careful with online dating. Okay, because sometimes when you think you're getting a handsome, you might be getting a frog.
I know.
Or, yeah, so just,
the other
you know,
man
be careful. There's nothing wrong
his
with
mind.
It.
What?
Excuse me. I said there's nothing wrong with it. You know, just, you know, be careful. The guy, give me his first name, and I'll tell
Sean.
You that. Sean. I picked up right away arrogance. Whew. Oh, God, no. No. That's not even you, Susan. That's not even who you are. You know, when men come into our life as well as women into men's life, we mirror each other, right? So that they have the same values, loyalty, honor, respect. This guy does not have that. I'm not talking about sex, just the principal things of who you are. Sean does not have that. Like, that ain't even you. You know, like if I were to meet you and I walked up, I'd say, Susan, what are you doing with him? You can do so much better, much better. Yeah. Girl, put yourself on a pedestal. What are you doing, Susan? Put yourself on a pedestal. You're a queen and act like a queen. I deserve the very best that life has to offer me. That's to all women and men, too. But definitely put yourself on a pedestal. So when you're talking to these men online or whatever, you let them know. I think highly of myself. I'm a good person. I have honor. I have respect. I have dignity. You know what I mean? Think good of yourself. And as far as Sean, if he comes back, hey, if we're going to be friends with benefits, and believe me, that's all it is. Come here, shut up, fuck, get out. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right. But let me tell you, you are going to meet three different men on your travels, your journey through online dating. So just be careful. Out of the three, one of them is going to be pretty honest with you. Be pretty
and
honest.
You see a relationship then?
Yeah, it could. That's up to you. Free will, free choice. That's up to you. But, yeah, out of the three that you're getting ready to meet, one will be honest. But you'll know. You'll know, Susan, because you can feel it in your heart and in your mind. So use
okay.
that. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You go, girl. You have a
all
good
right.
week, and thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Area code 941. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, 941. And who
hi.
Is this?
This is your cousin, Kenneth.
Oh, my God, Kenneth. Why am I seeing Asians all around you? Everywhere you turn.
You.
Okay, God forgive me. I don't mean no harm. I just see them all around you. I see you standing there, and they're just circling you. Huh?
Well, that's because I'm still in Shanghai.
Oh, babe, I didn't know you're back overseas. Well, you go. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your question?
Okay, so I'm wrestling
watch
with...
Watch this woman. Wait a minute. Hold up, Kenneth. I'm picking up on a woman right now. Please be careful. She act like she's trying to get pregnant by you. Please be careful. I mean, I see this woman. She's just throwing it on you. Just, I mean, you're like God to her, okay? You're like God to her, but she just, man, please be careful, because whatever she's telling you is a lie. She wants to get pregnant by you. Okay, go ahead with your question. I'm sorry, it's just spirit is showing me so strong. It's like, tell him be careful.
Okay. So I'm tackling with a decision to either A, go back, know that secure, surrounded by love, by family, by everything else, or decision B, which is take a new adventure, which could lead to bigger and better finances, bigger and better everything in my career. And it's really, one, I feel guilty for leaving, and then the other, I feel like I only have one life to live, so I've got to live it.
Okay, let me. Well, Spirit is telling me you should take B for the fact that you'll become worldwide known. I see you in magazines. What is this magazine? I'm seeing a W.
So
in this magazine,
whole...
W. With? Was? What?
No, what happened was I was in Dubai last week, and I felt like I should go back to the Bay Area for a little while. And instead, I ended up getting an email yesterday from a big agency called Wilhelmina, which doesn't necessarily in Dubai, but they don't represent men necessarily, but they're really excited about my look. So I already have an agency in Dubai who told me not to come back until September when the season picks up, so that way I'm not wasting money. But Wilhelmina sent me a thing, you know, extremely excited, and this just happened in the last 12 hours that I got this email, or in the last 24 hours. So I flew back from Dubai on Friday, and I got the email from them on yesterday here, which would have been Sunday.
Okay. Well, I told you, I Plan B, I saw W, and you confirmed that. You validated that with Wilhelmina, because I saw the W. I couldn't get what the word was, but yeah, but you know what? You'll get worldwide fame.
More?
You'll be one of the men in the magazines that people will know. Yeah, they'll when they see your picture, not just your family and friends, but what I want to say, you'd be like, God, I can see this guy. What's this other male model? Tyson. You know whom Tyson is?
Yes, of course.
Okay, you would be like him, Kenneth. I see that everybody will know. It's like when your picture's up on the billboard, they'll go like, oh, yeah, that's Kenneth. That's Kenneth. They don't really know you, but they see your picture everywhere. This is what I see coming up with the B, the plan B with the W. It's like you'll be in everything. Wow, it's a jumping off platform. It's almost like what I want to say. Like if you were at a swimming pool and you were on the diving board, you're gonna, you know, you're hesitant because it's a big fall, not a fall, but a big dive. But when you come up, it's just everything is just opening up. It's just like, wow, the world is my oyster. So yeah, this is true. The people that want you, that's true. They're not lying. And even though they don't, maybe you're the first man that they'll really, how do I want to say,
push, really represent,
really push. Yeah. To get out there, it'll be representation for them as well. So, hey, God bless. But I see B is the way to go. Yep. I see
B.
You'll be world-renowned. You will become famous, honey. Your picture will be all around the world. So that's what it is. That Wilhelmina, that agency must know a lot of people. So
they
you
do.
May
it's
be the
it's
new
one
beginning.
Of the largest in the world.
Oh, well, there you go. What can I say? There you go. You're there. You're there.
Well,
so
I guess
that's what I'm seeing. Spirit is telling me for you to take B, to go with that I see you just doing really good. Mm-hmm. Nothing against family and friends, because that's important too. But know this, that they love you and they're praying for you. And, hey, it is your time to shine. It's your moment. Go for
mm-hmm.
it. That's what I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, go for it. It's your time. So, yep. But, you know, and, you know, Kenneth, when you're talking to these people, tell them, let me be your first one. Let me be your platform.
Right.
If you're going to, you know, start men, you know, just, I mean, you know how to talk. You're a model. But, you know, just tell them, let me be the first one to introduce this and make it out. And then it just takes off. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
we got this guy. Let's just take it around the world with him.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So just be open to every possibility.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
don't be very. I'm very. How can I say guarded or very always.
Oh yes, still be that way.
Some people think.
Yes. Oh, still be that way. Oh yeah, still be guarded, because you know a lot of people are going to start coming to you now. Once you take this position with them, and please negotiate your salary, because you know what, they want you so bad. Mm. Negotiate your salary. They'll pay you a little bit more.
I know that much.
Yep. Yep. What I'm seeing right now, they'll pay you $5,000 to $10,000 more.
Okay.
So just to let you know, that's what I'm seeing, $5,000 and $10,000 more. So, oh, yeah, you'll be what they call the top dog. You'll be able to call the shots. Not at first, but once you get in and they platform you and you're going, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you'll be able to call your shots. This is what's happening here.
All right, now.
So, and I don't see you being over there that long. You know what? Just to let you know, you may be going back to Dubai, but I see you in England. I see you going to England, and, wow, I see England's flag and all this, but you're really busy over there. And from England, you go to France. So Dubai, evidently, is your... where you walk up to the platform to jump, and from Dubai it just opens up. But I see you in England and France. You're in England for 3 months and possibility in France for 2 months, which
mm-hmm.
is taking you still away even further from home. But you're just that busy. You're just that busy.
No,
people want you.
That's closer to home. That's closer to home.
Yeah, but people want you. So you're not going to be over there in Dubai that long, and then you'll be headed to England, from England to France. Now, I don't see anything after France, so maybe then you'll be coming back to America. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll come home, but you won't be home long. I'll put it like that. When you go visit your family and friends, you won't be long, because it'll be like, whoo, I got to take the next plane. I got to be in England or Piccadilly or whatever. I got to be there. Well, got to go back. I got to go to Paris or whatever. Yep. So it's all good.
Okay.
But you're in demand. That's what it is. Your time, your moment has come. You're in demand. So be it. So shall it be. I'm proud of you. Thank you for calling into my show. I feel so honored.
Mm-hmm. Am I your first international caller?
Yes, sir, you are.
And he's calling from Dubai.
No, I'm calling from Shanghai.
Shanghai.
I'm in China right now.
Oh, in China. Oh, okay. Ooh, my first call from China.
When you said that you saw those Asians around me, I was like, what? Like, oh,
yeah,
they're all around me right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to be leaving from there, but as I said earlier in the conversation, please be
mm-hmm.
careful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Female wise.
I will do.
Otherwise, your ability, your modeling, acting, whatever, you do good. You do good. You
okay.
Know? It's just that you're such a good looking man. You know, the women, they just want to throw it up in your face. And you'll have men throwing it up in your face, too, because you're a very attractive man. You know, come on, you're a 20. So come on, men and women are trying to get next to you.
here we go.
Keep your guard up, but yep. Well, what you asked for, God's getting ready to grace you with it. So, hey, be ready.
Okay.
You're going to be world known. Thank you,
okay.
Kenneth, for calling into the show from China. I really appreciate that. And I wish you the very best. And I just like to get a signed autographed picture. That's all I'm saying. You know.
Oh, well, just inbox me your address, and I'll make sure the first magazine I'm in.
Oh, just tell me. I'll buy it. Yes, 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 yes. I'll buy it. Well, thank you much for calling, Kenneth, and we wish you the very best. And I know the sky's the limit for you, so you're
thank
there.
You. Well,
you're
there. Love you, cuz.
Love you, too. Have a wonderful,
okay,
wonderful week and a gigantic career. Good Lord.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Area code 315, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. Thank you for taking my call. It's Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you doing?
Pretty good, hon. I've never listened to your show. It's a good show. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You're most welcome. And what can I do for Miss Annette today?
Well, I kind of wondered if you cross-read me with Kenneth, because I have done cross-read before, because I've been told that I have a high vibration. And a gentleman that I met just recently over the internet is from England, and his name is Alan, and he seems very interested in me.
Okay. England.
Yeah, one of his parents was from Denmark, and he is from England.
Okay.
One's from Denmark, and one's from England.
Oh, you're telling me two different ones. Oh, okay. Alan's from England. And who's from Denmark? Just the first name.
One of his parents is from Denmark, and one was from
England. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I thought you were talking about two different guys. Okay, that's okay.
Nope.
I just need Alan.
Yeah, just
that's
Alan.
Okay. Okay, Annette, Alan would definitely come here to visit you. In fact, I see him staying 8 to 10 days with you. He's a little bit picky about his food. He's a little bit picky about his food. I see something like sausages. I don't know what that is, but I'm seeing sausages. He really loves this particular dish, but he's a picky eater. Almost makes me think he's a Virgo. No offense to you Virgos, but I have a daughter this one, so I know.
My father was
picky
Virgo.
Eaters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
My father and my daughter were Virgos when my dad
passed. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you understand then what I'm picking up on Alan. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Well, let's ask Spirit, Annette and Alan. Oh, Annette, would you be willing to move to England and live?
She's asked me already. And it's like, okay, now wait a minute.
Yes. Because I see you moving to England, and let me tell you, this man is financially comfortable. Okay,
yeah,
you don't even have to worry about getting a job when you get there. He's financially comfortable. And I'm not saying he's rich, but
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to be a lady of leisure and be at home, or I see you going a lot of places with him. He's an active person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could do that and not have to worry. But, yes, you would enjoy living in England with him. I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he wants you to come over there. He can be a better man and take care of you, so to speak. Now, I'm not saying, you know, you can't take care of yourself. I want you to look at it from the point, if this man was your husband and you came to England, he want to make sure your housing, make sure food, clothing, transportation is taken care of. He can't do that here in America. But if you come to England, he can make sure that all those areas are taken care of and done.
Mm-hmm. So that's what he said in an email. And I mean, I'm just talking this past week. I've started talking. It's like he.
Thank you for the validation, Annette.
Mm-hmm. And then when your cousin said England, I thought maybe she's cross-reading me, because it does. It happens all the time with readers.
Oh, no. No, no. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't.
She sounds
I'm
nice.
I'm picking up just Alan.
Yeah.
Kenneth.
With
oh, yeah. Mouth. Kenneth is gorgeous. Alan, I still say you should move to England. Now, Spirit is saying you can go either way, because you know you have free choice, free will. But if you move to England and be with this man, your life would be good, Annette. I'm going to tell you.
Well,
your life would
other,
be good. What women want is a prince. I don't mean to cut you off, but you know how women want the prince with everything, the money, the looks, and blah, blah, blah. This is your prince. Alan is your prince.
He's got
he
the
may
look.
Not be,
trust.
Okay, but what I'm saying is spiritually, Alan is your prince. Mentally, he's your prince. And physically, he's your prince.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that you've been looking for in your life, here's a man. God has answered your prayer. Here's a man. But you gotta live across the pond, not on this side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up to you. That's a decision you're going to have to make. Are you ready to, like, you know, eventually, I'm not saying right now, because you and him are still talking, but that's a decision you're going to have to make. Do you want to live America and go live in England for the rest of your life? You know, either come back here to visit, you know, like I was saying to Kenneth, but that's your life is over there. It's not going to be here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you decide to take Alan up, you know, on his offer and him as a man, but he's a, I'm going to put it like this, he's a damn good man. So
yeah,
you need
he looks
to think
good.
About this one. Yeah, you want to think about that, Annette. A lot of us are looking for what's coming to you and what you could have. So
well, this is what
I
this
would
is
really
what
think
people
about
have been following me. I'm thinking, okay, I live in Timbuktu. Where's this person coming from? You know,
yep.
No. Where I live.
Yeah, but you've been praying for the right person to come into your life, though.
Yes, I have.
To make you happy and to make you feel good spiritually, mentally, and physically. All right, prayers are answered. It's up to you now. God
well,
has put him there. Now, what are you going to do?
I'll jump the boat. Which is kind of
all
funny
right,
because
Annette.
My sister came from Italy. Yeah.
No,
well, I thank
no.
you so much for your reading.
Oh, you're most welcome. And
thank you.
Call me and let me know, Annette, how it goes, because, girlfriend, you are blessed if you decide to take this man up on it, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. And just as a reminder, the chat room is open, and Miss Nina is in there in the chat room to assist. So, okay. Well, let's see who's next here. Looks like area code 502, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Leanne. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Leanne, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
Hi, Lennis.
Okay.
It's Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Leanne is your nice caller.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations to Leanne.
Thank
She's our ninth caller, and she gets a free reading. Woohoo!
Oh, wow,
Leanne. All right. Now, when you and I get through, I want you to stay on the line, and Miss Nina
okay.
will get with you and take all the necessary information down. All right. Well, congratulations, Miss Leanne. Now, Leanne, what's your question for me, girl?
Okay. I've been seeing this guy for about 3.5 months, and
okay.
I really like him a lot, but he's very afraid of commitment, and there's 16 years between us, so I think that kind of scares him a little bit. But I was just kind of curious if we will have, like, a long-term relationship eventually.
Okay, and just give me his first name, Leanne.
It's Tom.
Okay, good enough. Don't say anything else.
Okay.
Who's the senior, you or him?
He is. He's 49, and I'm 33.
Well, shoot, that doesn't. Oh, I know why he's thinking, because you're still young, and there's things that you might want to do than
yes.
to settle. At the age he is, he's settling some areas of his life where you're just beginning. So I can
right.
understand, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you're an old soul. That makes a difference. He doesn't
mm-hmm.
know that, but I do. You're an old soul. So
mm-hmm.
that's why the age doesn't really bother you. Let's
right.
ask. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Leanne and Tom. Hmm. Well, Leanne, you are just so pretty. You scare this man. Stop it. You are just so pretty and nice that you scare him. He would love to be in a relationship with you, but you scare him because you're so, you're like, this can't be real. In his mind,
oh.
it can't be. That's because you're an old soul. So the physical
right.
you, when he looks at you, is like, he don't really care about me. Are you kidding? This woman could be with anybody. Why does she want to be with my old ass? Okay? What he doesn't see is that the inside of you, your essence, is
mm-hmm.
old. You're an
right.
old soul that's been here so many times. Your spirit is very old. So for you to look at an older man where another woman would be like, oh, no, he's old as water. I'm not going to be there. For you, you're looking inside. You're not seeing
right.
the physical man. You're looking at the inside man, his
exactly.
essence.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's hard for him to believe that about you. He really does like you, but he just thinks because you're a young woman, like, how long are you going to be with me for what?
Yes.
A year or something, and then some guy will come along and you're gone.
Exactly. That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying.
You're gone. yeah, I, wow, wow. You two would be good together. He's just scared. Poor
mm-hmm.
thing. And he's a good man. I'm picking
he
up
is.
On him. He's a good man, but okay, bottom line, Leanne,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't feel like you're going to be there for a long-term relationship.
Right.
Like if his friends with benefits, okay. But he doesn't see that in you as long term. So you're going to have to sit down and communicate this to him that you are seriously, spiritually, mentally, and physically interested in this man.
Right.
And that
okay.
he needs to give you a chance. You know, it's like,
okay.
yeah, I know I'm young. I know that I could, you know, I could be with this guy or that guy. But it's you that I want to be with. What do I need to do to show you this,
okay.
you know, just give me a chance.
Mm-hmm.
And yourself, too. You know, maybe you two date for a year.
Right.
You know, at least 9 months. At least 9 months to a year.
Uh-huh.
And just see. And just see.
Okay.
And then go back to the table. And if he sees that you're really interested, because I'm going to tell you what, this man will take care of you. You can have your
mm-hmm.
career. You can have your job. Now, the only problem that you're going to come up against is having children.
Right.
Because
but, yeah,
of his age.
I, yeah.
That's the only
right.
thing. He's not going to want to have more kids. You being a young woman
right.
will want to eventually have a child. So that's the only thing that I see would be your little, you know, between you. But other than that,
right.
everything else is fine. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So you two have
okay.
a conversation and
okay.
help him to get over his fears. Because you know what? I always say love has no color. Love has
mm-hmm.
no time.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be no age, because who knows? You know,
right.
you two could be together until the day both of you take your wings.
Right. Yeah.
right? And other people will be like, what did that young girl see in that old man? What is that old man doing with that young girl? Because you don't know. What they have is what you wish you could have.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That love may be a love that all time will forever be. So,
mm-hmm.
okay.
okay.
I just want you to think about that. Well, thank you, Leanne, for calling. And, girl, keep me in touch. Let me know how things go. Looking good.
Definitely.
Now, stay on the line because Miss Nina's going to get with you, and I'll give you even a more in-depth, okay? All righty. Okay, area code 347, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Area code 347. Okay, I guess they just went a hole. Well, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it. Okay, next caller. Hello? Another 347. Area code 347. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dominique. How are you?
Oh, fine. And you? And did you say Dominique?
Yes, Dominique.
All right. Girl, that's a famous name.
Thank you.
Don't you know Dominique won in the I can't even think of the sports thing. Very popular name now. The little young lady that won.
Dominique Wilkins. Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, famous name. Okay, Dominique, what can I answer for you?
My question is, should I really close the door with my ex-boyfriend, Jeffrey, and I? Because, you know, there's some feelings, you know, that we still have for each other. It's just like I kept going limbo with him for the past 8 years. And, you know, we just started talking again after a 4 year of no interaction, nothing. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we lost people that we both love. I lost my grandmother 4 days before Christmas, and he lost his grandfather the week after. So those moments brought us back to, you know, speaking again. And I'm like, everything is, you know, it's flowing and it's great. And then he still has his issues that he's dealing with. And I'm just like, should I, you know, have faith in him that he'll come around and, you know, we deciding to be together once and for all, or just move on?
Oh, okay. Let me concentrate. Spirit is saying no. A lot of things have transpired between you. Jeffrey is so stubborn in his thinking that some things he just don't want to give in on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not seeing the whole picture. You know, it's like, this is the way I see it, and you're not going to change my mind, period.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be saying, but wait a minute, you're not looking at it all the way around. You're pigeonholing. You're just mm-hmm. looking at it as if, but that's not the
mm-hmm.
correct. So that particular aspect about him, he's stubborn. He has not changed yet, which means
mm-hmm.
if you and him were in a conversation about whatever, whether it was finances, kids, whatever, he's going to be
mm-hmm.
stubborner about how he feels, and he's
mm-hmm.
not going to change. In other areas, friendship, enjoying one another, visiting people that you know, yes. Long-term commitment, it would be up to you if you want to put up with some of his ways. Because, like I said, a lot of things have changed between you, but some things have not changed. They've remained the same but tweaked a little bit different.
Mm.
Okay. But I will tell you this. You and Jeffrey will always be friends. I don't think that will ever change between you. Because you're
mm-hmm.
like, in your past life, you two were brother and sister. So you're going to
mm-hmm.
always be friends in this life, even as not as a couple, but you'll always be there. Now, I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying you'll call each other once a week or once a month, whatever like that. No. But if you cross paths as life goes on, you'll stop and you'll honor each other for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But relationship-wise, unless you want to deal with some of his ways, I mean, you know, he's a particular kind of guy. You know that because you
yes.
guys have been together for a long time.
Yeah,
so, you know, do you want to continue?
That's
yeah,
the
that's
thing.
It.
Like,
do
I don't
want to continue?
That's the thing. Do I want to, you know, like I said, I don't mind, you know, dealing with, you know, his ways or whatever, but it's just the limbo part. And I feel like that limbo part keeps occurring because he still has those trust issues with me. And then there's issues that he had within himself. So it's just like, I don't know.
Like I said, as friends, y'all will do fabulously.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Friends.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing a relationship. So as
okay.
friends, you guys will be fabulous. Now, who's Anthony? Spirit just showed me Anthony front and center in my face. Who's Anthony?
A friend of mine.
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got that laugh. I caught that laugh, girlfriend. okay. Anthony's forthcoming. Anthony wants to get to know you better.
Okay. Oh, it just, like, wow, I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, when I do readings, it can come to me as a picture, a voice, a video, or sometimes spirit is like, bam, right up in my face. Well, that's how Anthony
mm-hmm.
came, like, bam. I'm like, well, who was this dude? Forget Jeffrey. Who's Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay, well, spirit is telling me for you, give Anthony a chance.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't say fall in love with him. Go to the altar with him. Give him a chance. See what he's
okay.
about. You just might be surprised. Okay, I know he's not what you usually look for in men and who you date, but sometimes it's not always what's on the outside, because really what's most important is what's inside. How
yeah.
is your mind and your heart? How do you treat people? I always
mm-hmm.
say that looks don't matter to me. You could be in a wheelchair and I could fall in love with you. Why? Because you treat me like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And maybe the one that looks all fabulous is not really into you. And then he
yeah.
could be into you. The one that looks fabulous could be into you. You know, you don't
mm-hmm.
know, but just give Anthony a chance. That's all I'm going to say. I'll leave it alone.
Okay. All right. I'm just concerned. Is that an Anthony coming, or is that an Anthony already in my circle? That's yeah.
He's around
okay.
you, so he must be in your circle. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's around you. You've met him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Well, thank you so much, Dominique, for calling. You and Jeffrey are friends. Go check out Anthony, girlfriend. Find out
All
what
right.
time
thank
it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
All
Have
right.
a wonderful week. Okay. Area code 207, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi there. My name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Me too. I'm terrific. What can I do for you? Excuse me. One sec. I need to cough. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I guess I need some water. I've been talking, so go ahead. What can I help
talking
you with,
about
Cindy?
All of these relationships. I feel guilty asking you about, is a relationship coming in my life?
No,
I couldn't be
don't
creative
feel
enough
guilty,
to think
please.
Of anything else.
No, do not feel guilty. You go right ahead and
well, I've been waiting for a
on.
While, and I really feel that someone special is coming in.
Yeah. Okay. Bear with me. I just got to drink some water.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God. Okay. Woo-hoo. Feel better now. I put some water down my throat. Okay, Cindy. And who's coming up for her? Okay. Bolero. Ooh, Cindy, he's kind of heavy set. He's a little round. He's not what I consider fat. If you ever watch football, you know how the fullbacks are, the big guys? That's how
yes.
this guy looks. Anderson. I'm getting Anderson, but people call him Andy. A-N-D-Y,
okay.
yeah. Everybody calls him Andy. He's a person that you wouldn't normally take time to look at, excuse me, or even be bothered. But it's something about this man, even though he's a little overweight. But like I'm saying, he's not like big or obese. No, he's nothing like that. He just looks like a big football player. And he's tall too, Cindy. You know what? I'll be honest with you. I'm going to put it like this. He looks like he's 6'5", and there was a guy, a rapper, they used to call him the overweight lover, Heavy D. Yeah. Okay. That's how this guy, I don't know if you know who Heavy D is. If you don't, go to the internet and on YouTube and pull it up, and you'll see a picture of him. That's what this guy looks like, Cindy, Andy.
Okay.
He's like, he's tall and he's thick. Abs Mexure, Mexure. Where is that? Did you meet this guy? Ah, I don't understand that. Not Abshire. I'm getting where you meet this guy at. It's strange. It's not like a restaurant or a festival or something. It's just odd where you meet him. Somewhere you're at, you know, like maybe you go look at art gallery. It's something you don't normally do, but you just happen to maybe a girlfriend or something said, hey, you know, somebody's got their art showing and showing. Would you like to go to the gallery and look? And you go. I'm just using that as an example, not necessarily that. But anyway, that's how you meet this gentleman. But he's odd looking to you. But to be honest with you, that's your man. His name is Andy. So if somebody says Anderson, Ackroyd, or whatever like that, and, you know, you might just mention, so do they call you Andy? Well, yes. All right, grab his hand. That's your guy. That is your guy. So I'm describing to you now, when you meet him, it's going to be at an odd place, and it won't be long. You'll meet him before the end of August, probably like I'm getting between the 10th and the 16th, the middle of the month. But anyway, you'll meet him before the end of August. Okay, so you got the description, you got his name, and it'll be an odd place where you meet him at, okay? And it will be a long-term relationship. Okay. You'll be surprised because, like I said, it's not the type of guy you would normally be with, but it's just something about this man. It's forever.
Yeah. That's
okay.
A kind of
thing. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Yes.
It's very good. So... okay, well, Cindy, I'm going to move on to the next call. Just remember what I told you. I hope you wrote it down, and you let us know, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. Have a wonderful week and
you
a
too.
Good love life coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Area code 603, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Much better since I got to swallow water. Okay, what can I answer for you, Miss Rose?
Another relationship question.
That's okay. Okay, do you want to know what's coming up, or you got a fella already there?
I do have somebody, and I'd like to know what you see for us.
Okay, and Rose, what's his first name?
Steve.
Okay, why'd you do it like that? You said it
I
was such
him.
A deep sigh. Oh, honey. Okay, let's find out. Rose.
We've
Steve.
Been together for a long time.
He's got commitment phobia, don't he? Commitment phobia, I tell you. Well, I see he's a good guy. In fact, he's a hell of a guy. He's really good people.
He's a lot older than me. That's another one.
Yeah.
I'm 43. He's 58.
Is this Steve you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. It doesn't matter about that. You two have been together. The age doesn't mean anything. It's what he feels inside for you. That was the first thing that I got was commitment phobia for, for whatever reason, almost like a George Clooney. What is it? Single for life.
Yeah.
Have relationships but never walk down that aisle and jump the broom.
He was married before a long time ago.
Okay, so that's probably why he's not doing that again. He could, though. That's just him. He's a good guy. What do you want to know about him? Are you going to go down the aisle? I don't see that. Are you two going to be together? Yeah, I see that.
I was wondering if I kind of saw some paperwork about a house, and I was wondering what you see with that.
Rose, I can only do one question. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If you go to, you can pick your time. Go to theessenceofsuccess.com, my website, And you can pick your time, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever. That's up to you. And I can tell you more. But for right now, your reading,
what do you
see? Steve is a good guy. Steve is a good guy. Stick with him.
You see us lasting?
As long as you two want it to. It'll
okay.
last as long as you two want it to. Yep. It's up
I
to
always,
you two. It's
I,
not,
I
don't see a problem. It can go on forever. If you in the position that you're at right now, you two, yes. Now, if you're looking for, say, a year or so from now, you and him walk down the aisle, no.
No.
No. But the relationship,
I see us together. I see us, you know, always being together, but not like the marriage thing. But I love him. He knows how I feel, and I think he has that worrisome thing about the age, like the other woman you just had on.
Yeah, but no.
But he knows, you know, there's nobody else for me.
No, you guys just communicate. You're fine.
Okay.
Steve is a good guy. Just keep the communication always in the forefront more than anything else. You know what I mean? More than going out to eat, more than visiting, more than sex. Keep that communication in the forefront. And that's what will continue to capture him.
Okay.
Okay.
I want him never to, you know, get bored with me.
Well, and communication will keep that from happening.
Right.
Right. Okay. Okay. There you go.
You.
All right. Well, you're going to do good. You're going to do
good. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day, Rose, and thank you so much for calling. Hope your week goes quite well. Your love life will be good, too. Okay, area code 610. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Terrific. Terrific. All right, Sonia, what can I answer for you?
I had a career-related question. I recently started a new position. Well, it's been there about 4 months now. And I just, you know, I had to go a few times for the interview. You know, it was quite challenging just to even get in the company. And I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up for me.
Okay, Sonia. You want to know what job is coming up for you? Is that your question?
No. I already have the job. I started there 4 months ago. I wanted to see what you're picking up for me at this company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was already hired.
You want to know if you're going to be there as a long-term position?
Well, I mean, I'm sensing I will, but I wanted to see overall what you're picking up as far as me, you know, in the job and in the company.
In three months, you'll get a promotion.
Okay.
Sonia, in 3 months, you'll get a promotion. There's something else that you're interested in at the company that you're at. Start applying for it.
Within the company that you're in.
If there's another position, because you'll get it in 90 days, if there's another position within this company that you're working for, apply for it because you will get the job. I see maybe $10 more. It's management as a manager, it looks like. But it's almost like $10 more an hour to what your salary is now. Yeah.
Okay.
And you'll get the job because you're good at what you do. But I see that in 90 days' time, if you apply for another position, and like I said, it's got to be manager or something like that or maybe supervisor because you're making $10 more an hour. But they will hire you because you're good at what you do.
Right. Okay.
Which means you're going
to
be with this company for a while. I see you being with this company, Spirit is saying 10 to 15 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're looking at longevity there. Yes, ma'am. You're looking at longevity. So that's good. You're where you're supposed to be. Just keep moving up the ladder. That's all. And they're willing to pay you, too.
Awesome, because I was concerned about meeting my boss's expectation.
You're going to surpass that. You're going to do good. Yeah, so start looking at what other jobs within the company. And like I said, in 90 days, you'll be promoted.
Right. So maybe I can reach out to HR and just to see, you know, what, because sometimes not everything is posted on a website. But, yeah, no, I just feel I could do more. I mean, I'm in a QA position right now.
And you can. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you can. And they know this. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, check with HR and see what else is open.
Right.
And do look in management position or senior supervisor, because the pay mm-hmm. jump, that's why I said in management. But it could be a senior supervisor, too. You know, people that are
right.
over other supervisors make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but check
right.
that out. But you're there. You're going to be there for quite a while.
There.
Yeah, at least 10 to
okay.
15 years. So congratulations to you, Sonia, for that. Yep.
Awesome.
You're on your path. You're doing good. You're on the path.
So were
you
picking
be,
up anything as far as the new, I mean, the type of work? Is it going to be so technical? Because what I do now, it is technical. I'm a software tester. Is it going to be utilizing those same skills or some different skills?
It's whatever the job announcement
maybe?
Is.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm seeing is whatever the job announcement is, because it's you. You're
okay.
you're applying for it. So, of course, you're going to apply in the field that you're good at, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so it would have to be within that field. Hey, maybe you're going to be a technical manager.
Right.
You know, or technical senior supervisor. You're still doing the work, but not as much as you're doing right now because you're above that. But you're still in that same, what you say, same department or same division?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Okay. Well, congratulations, Sonia, and Sonia, and have a wonderful week. And thank you
oh,
for
you
calling.
Too. Thank you so much. I'll let you know how it goes.
Please do.
You
okay.
do.
Oops. I'm sorry. If you were asking about prayers, yes, prayers are on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. And if you click on prayers, you'll see them. Okay, area code 403, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi there, my name is Barb.
Hi, Barb. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. What can I help you with, Miss Barb?
I was just wondering, what do you see for me for relationship-wise?
Okay. Ooh, let me ask you something. Why am I seeing a black spot or a stain? What? What is going on? I'm asking about a relationship, but I'm seeing a black spot or a stain that's preventing me. What? Did you just get mad with somebody or break up in a relationship and really go all the way off? Did you go nuts on this person or something? Your last relationship?
Well, the last relationship was in March, but it wasn't. Well, I used to work for him as well, and he refuses to pay me, so I might be mad that way. But I've kind of put that past me.
Mm. Okay, because like I said, I see a big, huge black spot in front of my eyes. So that tells something is wrong there. Something. Why am I seeing this black spot or stain? I'm asking about your love life. So something is blocking. Something needs to be taken care of before it can. Okay, I'm going to be honest. Are you into women and men? Are you bisexual? You said nobody sees you on the air. They
well,
don't
know
who you are.
Well, I've definitely been with men. I might think about women, but I don't know if I'd ever do it, though.
Okay. There is a woman. You've got to have known this. She's flirted with you and said things to you, to the point that she's interested in you for a relationship. Now, I'm not saying sex, she's interested in you as a relationship, for companionship, friends, hang out together or whatever. But I'm picking up on a woman, very strong. I'm not picking up on a man, but this woman's very strong. But also, I'm going back now to the black stain is like, spirit keeps taking me back. I'm going to put it like this to you. I want you to be clear on what you want, Barb, from a relationship, whether it's a man or a woman. It doesn't matter. Human beings are human beings, so I don't care. I don't believe in all this crap about homosexuality or lesbian, LGBT. You're all human beings as far as I'm concerned. I don't give a shit who you are. You're a human being, so whoever you love, you're loving another human being, and they're loving you. I just want you to be clear about who it is. It's like at one point in time, I can see in your life, you were clear about what you wanted, but you got burnt. And I think when I say get burnt, like they either used you, messed over you, or you know, infidelity or whatever like that, and it made you kind of hard-hearted and put your guard up. So you only, you know, it's like you're this wall, and you peek over. Who you gonna let over that wall to you? You know. So, yep. I'm just gonna say that, like I said, this woman you should know, because she's been kind of flirting with you or letting you know she wants to be your friend. So, just get clarity on what it is that you want—a man or a woman—and what you want out of that relationship, spiritually, mentally, and physically. You know, you don't want to just be loved. You want to be honored. You want to be respected. You want people to know that you matter. Don't just look at me and bypass me like I'm not important in life. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I know that you've been hurt. I can feel that. But you know what? You're better than that. And you do matter, Barb. So you know what? When people sometimes come to you and they treat you kind of... they treat you ugly. Now, forgive my language, everybody. You know what you need to do, Barb? Fuck you. Walk on. Okay? I know that's that's pretty intense, but I don't want to see your heart hurt anymore. And if it means you have to kind of get a little ugly and say some intense words and walk away, then so be it. Because you know what? You're loved, and you always will be loved and always was loved. So just, you know, get your little clarity, and people come with you and say, take that garbage and that junk somewhere else. I'm better than that. And believe me, you believe in that, that you're better than that. You're a good person and you matter. And the rest of it, fuck them. If they can't grow with you, Barb, then they can't go with you, period. If they can't grow with you and what you want in life, then they can't go with you. You just leave them by the wayside and keep a pushing. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Barb. Have a wonderful week. And I love you.
You too.
If nobody else told you that, I love you. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome,
honey. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Where are we at here? Oh, one more call. My God, I didn't know we were almost out of time. Area code 646, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, Linus. Thank you so much for taking my call. I know I'm the last person. Thank you. I just wanted to know, what do you see for my relationship or career, whichever pops out first? Just in
okay,
general.
I have one question. But
yes,
first,
ma'am.
You got to tell me, who is this?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I feel like I know you already. I'm sorry. Dawn. My name is Dawn.
Okay, Dawn, that's okay. Well, I feel like that too with everybody because I don't see separation. I feel like we're all one. You know, you're just sisters and brothers that I'm talking to, so I don't see any separation. Okay, Dawn, well, what's most important, relationship or career? You tell me, and that's the one I'll focus on.
Relationship.
Okay. Focus on relationship. Okay, Don. A metered man. Oh, my God. What is, who? A metered man is coming. I don't even know what a metered man is. Spirit is telling me a metered man. Wait a minute. Let me back up. Wait, Spirit, because you got me laughing. I ain't never heard of a metered man. Make me think you put money in him and he'll talk. Oh, okay, a metered man. You're in control. Oh, okay. Donna's in control of this relationship. All right, let me go back because I never heard of that in my life, a metered man. You control the situation, so let's see. Dave, Danny. Write this down. Dave,
yes.
Danny.
Daniel.
Okay, it must be Daniel then because I'm getting Dave or Daniel. Okay. Yeah. Honey, you control this relationship. This guy is funny. Let me tell you what spirit is showing me. He trying to act like he all hard and rough and tough. Girl, he ain't nothing but a little kitten inside. That's all he is, like a little kitten. But he want to come off like, I don't do that, man. I ain't taking this, But if you were like, boy, if you don't shut up, let me tell you one thing. Okay, baby. All right, baby. Okay. That's what the metered man is. Okay, because I didn't know. Thank you, spirit. So, yeah, you control Daniel. He's a good guy. He's just trying to front. There ain't no future in your fronting. Quit it. Just quit it, Daniel. Ain't no future in your fronting. Go on and be with Don and be who you can be and be nice, you know. He can be nice. Now, since you control the relationship, make sure that you control it spiritually, mentally, and physically, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
I need a reminder. Okay.
Yeah, spiritually, mentally. So, you know, you pray for one another and mentally communication, and I don't need to tell you physically. Y'all handle that on your own. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But anyway, you know, the other two, but yes. Daniel's a good guy. When he be
good.
Doing
okay.
that, you just do what I just said. Just tell him, like, no, stop it.
Okay.
Just stop it right now. Who you fooling? Quit it. You know, and then go out and communicate and laugh because, like I said, he's a good guy. You know, he's just trying to come off hard. Boy, I tell you, men sometimes, Lord have mercy. Just be who you are. I know who you are. You know, and it's like you're looking at him like, I know who you are. Why are you doing that? I can see you looking at him like,
that's
you already know.
Me.
Yep, you already know, but it's okay. Now, let me tell you this. I see in 6 to 9 months a possible pregnancy. So, all right, y'all. All right, I'm fixing to tell you
now.
6 to 9 months, there might be
a
pregnancy.
Need a ring
so,
first. I need to work on that. Okay.
Okay.
I need a ring first.
Work
with magic.
Okay, because like I said, 6 to 9 months, spirit is showing me your stomach, and I'm looking at your stomach, and I see a baby in there. So you better. Y'all better use your protection.
Okay.
If you ain't ready yet, use your protection. All right. Because trust me, if you get married, that little child will still come. What will be if it's meant to be. But in the meantime, do it for fun.
Okay. Okay. Just
not
fun.
Commitment until you're ready. You know what I'm saying? Not commitment. Don't come up pregnant. Just do it for fun. Enjoy one another. All right. I like that. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Don, and have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. Okay. All right. We're coming to the end of – I just got a little bit of time left. I want to thank everybody for calling in today. I hope that I was able to help you or direct you, give you good information. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say that when things happen and they come about, please call in. And give me validation that it did come about, that what I told you was true, which I'm pretty sure it's accurate. And also, if you want an in-depth reading, go to theessenceofsuccess.com. And at the top of the website, you'll see intuitive reading. Click it on, and you got me. I'll be there. I also want to thank Miss Nina, my moderator. Nina is the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, and she works the chat room for me on Sunday. So, everybody, let's thank Nina. Thank you, Nina, for being in the chat room and helping. And tomorrow is L&B Empowerment at 7 p.m., so you want to tune in for that. And otherwise, I will see you guys next Sunday at 3 p.m. on Psychic Readings with Lenith on the Essence of Success Radio Network. I love y'all. Everybody's an angel to me, so thank you, angels, for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Angel. Ooh, curtain.